everybody this morning. Let me ask you a question. How important is it to see? If you think it's important to be able to see, raise your hand. If you don't think it's important to see, raise your hand. It's important to have your eyesight. Come on, guys, listen to me. Well, here, let me tell you a story. Last week, or is either last week or the week before, I went to the eye doctor because I really can't see very well. And I went in there, and if you wear glasses, you know what they do. They put you in this, they put this thing up to your eyes, and they go, better, worse. But I hate doing that. It is so, I'm never sure if it's better or worse. And so I went to the doctor because I go every year and my eyes usually get worse. Well, they always, if you remember, they start out with the big one first, especially when you're older and have bad eyes like me. So I go in there and they do the right eye, and it's not good, but it's not horrible. Then they do the left eye. And what they do is they have this big, you know, you should be able to read it. And she goes, can you read any of the letters on that line? And I said, no. And then she, you know, do that better or worse. I go, I still can't. I mean, we're talking, they were big. And all of a sudden, this doctor had this strange look on her face like something was wrong with me. And she said, She said, Mr. Ashburn, we need to take a picture of your eye. And I was like, why? Why do you need to do it? And I asked her that. She said, well, she goes, something's swollen. And I'm like, and I said, well, what are you looking for? Well, there may be a blood vessel broken or something. And here I am going. So she leaves me in my room and sends her assistant in. And I go in the other room and she takes a picture of my eye and leaves me in there. And I'm by myself and I'm texting my wife. I know you're not probably supposed to do that. I'm like, man, I don't know. I may have something wrong with my eyesight. And I'm, you know, she says, well, is it bad? And I don't know. But I was getting a little concerned and she just left me in there. And then finally she came in and she said, Mr. Ashburn, your eye's good on the picture. So I'm thinking, but why can't I read the big print? So we go back in there, and she looks at me. She goes, take your mask off, because she had me do it with my mask on. Here's what was happening. You know, the lens is here, and I had my mask on, and it was completely fogging up that lens on the left side. I absolutely could see nothing. So then she fixed it. And I'm good. I'm not good. My eyes are getting worse. But you know what this is? This is my contact case. I wear glasses most of the time, but I wear contacts Wednesdays and Sundays sometimes. Okay? Do you know that these things help me see? You wear glasses, right? If you take your glasses off, can you see as good? No. I'm glad you... I cannot see anything. I mean, it blurs. But let me tell you... Yes, sir?
My sister has them.
Your sister has both of them? Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Got one stuck in the back. I've done that before. That's not fun, too. I'm sure she's glad you're sharing that with everybody. Which sister? Okay, listen. Let's get back to the spiritual. Here's the thing I want you to understand. Just like it's important to go to a eye doctor so you can see, it's important to understand that God helps us to understand spiritual things. He gives us spiritual eyesight. As a matter of fact, listen to what it says in Psalm 119, verse 18. David wrote, open my eyes to see the wonderful things in your instructions. Help me to see and understand the Bible. And then there's another story in the New Testament where Jesus healed the eyes. It says, then their eyes were open and they could see. Here's what I want you to understand. Without Jesus, you can't understand spiritual truth. Without Jesus, you can't understand the Bible. I mean, you still have to study it, but spiritual eyesight is very, very important. And the way you get spiritual eyesight is to go to the doctor named Jesus. And he gives you the ability to understand truth. Okay? So I'm going to pray that as you read your Bible, that Jesus would help you see the truth. Lord, I thank for these kids, and I pray that you would help them to see and understand truth. And we appreciate that Jesus makes that possible. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, gang, the bucket's back there. Go find